This is Jonathan Armstrong, and thanks for joining us for this week's TechLaw 10. I'm speaking to you live from Cornwall in the southwest of England. And where are you today, Eric?
Well, I'm at my desk working, Jonathan, unlike you. I'm in San Francisco in a high-rise out looking over the bay, but not out there frolicking like you are.
Yeah, well, it's been good surf today, so you can't really blame me. And it is the tradition in Europe to have longer holidays. So whilst you've been hard at it working, you've been working on or looking at some shower-related case then, Eric. What's all that about?
I guess all work isn't that painful, but no, seriously. this is Erickson out in the San Francisco office of Duane Morris, and what we're talking about today on TechLaw 10 is, you know, the further erosion, perhaps, of privacy or perceived privacy on the Internet or generally in the high-tech world. And, you know, I think people now are aware that, you know, their private data and information is subject to potential risk. We've heard about, you know, hacking where, you know, credit card numbers can be taken and, you know, phishing efforts and Social Security numbers can be absconded with and the like, and some people have been taken advantage of. But, you know, what I came across this week, you know, takes it perhaps to a new level, and this is what's been going on here in California. A computer repairman here was arrested recently on suspicion of installing spyware on laptops that gave him the ability to take and download photographs of women taking off their clothes, showering, and other highly private home activities. So how did this even come to the fore? Well, apparently law enforcement authorities found out about this when somebody reported unusual messages showing up on his daughter's computer. Apparently what had happened was the repairman had installed software that could take charge of webcams on Mac laptops. The software then would send a supposed error message or messages that would instruct the user to fix the internal sensor, and therefore they were instructed to put the laptop near hot steam to clean the sensor, and even specifically told to take the laptop to the bathroom during showering. Now, perhaps this would have raised the suspicions of some people, and these instructions seem rather bizarre, but presumably a lot of women follow these instructions, and press reports indicate that the repairman snapped and downloaded hundreds of still images and videos of women undressing, showering, and changing clothes. The repairman now faces various felony counts relating to unauthorized computer access and fraud. And, you know, to the extent these charges are proven, he could be in serious trouble. Don't you think, Jonathan?
Well, it sounds like it. I mean, I guess one of the first questions has to be, you know, almost are people really that gullible that they would obey an error message like that? I guess, as you say, I mean, they must be. Maybe that's the difference between the US and the UK. Here, generally speaking, it's far too cold to have a long shower. So so you'd have much less footage for sure over here. But they would be crimes there just as they would be crimes here as well, I guess.
I think you make a good point. When I studied in London way back when in 1978, I couldn't even get any hot water out of the shower. So maybe this repairman, if he lived in London, would have to come up with a different stratagem to further his interests here. But you raised the point that occurred to me too. I mean, do people really follow these instructions? But, you know, some people truly are not at all tech savvy, and if they have a problem with the device, and they're given instructions, they will follow the instructions literally. And, you sort of wonder how far could this go? I mean, what if the instructions were, okay, now take it to the bathroom, you know, put it on your sink, turn on the shower, have it facing the shower with the shower curtain open while you undress. You know, would anybody follow that? I don't know.
And you could think, you know, if you can get people to obey, it could be increasingly bizarre. I have worried for quite a time about webcams, to be honest. And what set me worrying is there was a Scandinavian viral movie. I don't know whether you saw it ever. It was a fantastic piece of work. And it was one of these Scandinavian public broadcasters was trying to show the worth of what it did by you logged onto the site. it would take an image of you from your webcam. It asked your permission to take over your webcam, if you like, take a picture of you, and then you then appeared in the subsequent film. Very, very well done. And I believe it was the most downloaded viral film application ever. So millions of users. But it seemed to me that that in itself was a worry. If you get people used to saying, yeah, I accept, you can take over my webcam, then obviously there are consequences to that. You know, whether that be you leaving your laptop on and a criminal can see that the room is empty for an hour or so that he can assume that you might be out, whether that be listening into conversations, because obviously if you can take over the webcam, generally speaking, you can take over the audio as well, the, you know, Skype type application or something like that. And do you think this is just a taste of things to come? Do you think we're going to see more webcam related issues on the internet, Eric?
I think there's an infinite variety of possibilities. So, you know, just when you think you've seen everything, something else comes along like this. So, sure, I think that's possible. You know, what's interesting to me also is, you know, you have a fellow like this, and assuming he really engaged in this conduct, he's you know relatively clever. You know, it's too bad he didn't put his talents to more legitimate and lawful use to the extent he really engaged in these unlawful activities. But you have bright people out there that are not only on the side of good and doing the right thing, but you have people that are up to mischief, and we have to be careful.
Yeah. And has he admitted this, or has the shower fetishist come clean?
Not to my knowledge. Not to my knowledge. I think this is still pending.
Excellent. Well, that's probably about time, all we've got time for this week. Thanks ever so much for listening. As ever, do keep your suggestions coming in. If there's a case that tickles your fancy, as we say in the UK, and you want to send it through to us, we'd love to hear from you. I'm Jonathan Armstrong. My email address is jparmstrong@duanemorris.com. And Eric?
And you'll find Jonathan at a beach near you, suntanning. This is Eric Finrod. I'm at ejfinrod@duanemorris.com. As we've mentioned before, you can find us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook. We're out there. We look forward to coming at you again next week. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.